Today's Amud is Yevamos Nun Chesamun Aleph. We're holding on Nun Chesamun Aleph, 9 lines from the top. Ela I Ikala Meimar. So we're in the middle of the sugya of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais, I Ein Chuppah L'Psulais. The case that the Gemara was discussing was a case where, let's say, you have a Grusha who does Chuppah with a Kayin. They do Chuppah, they never had any, they didn't do Nisun, they didn't do Bia, but all they did was Chuppah. They did chuppah. So does the chuppah itself passel the grusha? Let's say she's a bas kayin. Will she now be usher to going back home to her father's house and to eat truma? Or does, do we say ain chuppah lepsulais, that we don't give significance to the chuppah? With what significance do we view the chuppah when it's done with the psula? Now again, the nafkamina that the Gemara was focusing on until now was achilas truma. We're going to see on today's Amud that there are other nafkaminas. It's a general shaila of how much significance do we give to such a chuppah when it's done with the psula. The context that the Gemara was, the specific context in which the Gemara was discussing the general shaila until now was with regards to achilas truma. Where the bas kayin who's a grusha, who marries a, who does chuppah with a kayin, is that an apostle from Truma or not? Now the Gemara originally wanted to say, the Gemara wanted to make a tliya that it's going to be talui in the machlaikas we had in our Mishnah between Reb Meir and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. Reb Meir says that when it comes to a person, when it comes to, let's say, a bas kayin who does kiddushin with a kayin, a bas kayin who's a grusha, who does kiddushin, who does erusin with a kayin, so do we, now she's mishtameres labia psula. She didn't yet do nesuin. If they had bia, if she did nesuin, so then of course she's going to become pasul. Now she's a halala. The shayla is let's say she's still narusa. So does that kind of pasul, or do we say that when she's mishtameres labia psula, that itself, the erusin itself, is going to pasul her or not? Reb Meir Shita is that the erusin pasuls her, and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon said that no, that the erusin does not pasul her. So the Gemara wanted to say that just like Reb Meir who says the erusin pasuls, so too the chuppah pasuls, and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon who say that the erusin doesn't pasul, the chuppah also doesn't pasul, and the Gemara rejected that tliya. The Gemara showed how even Reb Meir could hold that the chuppah does not pasul, and even Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon who hold that erusin does not pasul might hold that chuppah does pasul because it's mekarev tevia. Different svar as the Gemara had mentioned. So the Gemara ended up saying though the maskana of the Gemara is that you cannot make a tliya. You cannot say that the machlokes the din. You cannot say that the din of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais, I Ein Chuppah L'Psulais, that it's necessarily going to be Talui in the Machlaikas between Reb Meir and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon that we had in our Mishnah. So says the Gemara Vayter now, Ela'i Ika L'Meimar B'Plukta Dahani Tanai. If you want to make the din of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais, I Ein Chuppah L'Psulais, if you want to connect it to Machlaikas Tanayim and make the halacha dependent on the Machlaikas Tanayim, it's going to be the following Machlaikas. Not the Machlaikas of our Mishnah between Reb Meir and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon, but rather on the following Machlaikas. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa. The Nisu Zubiz Now let's say a kohen gets married to a certain woman who ksheiresu psulais, whether it's a kasher or a pasul, aisha nichnesu l'chuppa. So nisu sounds like they got married, fully married with bia. Aisha nichnesu l'chuppa v'loy nivalu. Or if let's say all they did was do chuppa and they hadn't yet had bia, still now that they did chuppa, so now it's like higiyas man alinases and mameila oichlois mishalai v'oichlois betruma. So the woman could eat from her husband. Meaning the husband, the kain is chayv to support her because it's like they're fully married now. And also she could eat truma. Either she was a bas kain, she could continue eating her father's truma or the kain's truma. She's allowed to continue eating truma. She does not become pasul. So now the gemara. The first is a little bit puzzled by this braisa because nichnesu michlal the nisu is nisu mamish. From the fact that the braisa talks about two different cases, nisu and then also nichnesu l'chuppah v'loy nivalu. So the fact that we spoke about a case of nichnesu l'chuppah without having bia, it sounds like nisu meant nisu mamish. It meant full fledged nisu and with a bia. But the problem is that that's impossible. Like Rashi says, it can't be that we're discussing a case where they actually had bia because if a apostle married a kayin and they mamish had bia, she becomes a halala. So of course she's not allowed to eat truma. She's a halala now. She's no longer allowed to eat truma, and that's pasha. So that can't be what the braisa is referring to. So elalav, the way you're supposed to read the braisa, is that when it says nisu and then it says nichnasu luchuppa was a perush on what it means nisu. Nisu means kigoin shenichnasu luchuppa v'loy nivalu. That when we said nisu, we meant that all they did was chuppa, but they hadn't yet had bia. Since they haven't yet had bia, so therefore she's not a halala. And what's the halacha in such a case? The price is very clear. V'katani aichlis bishalai v'aichlis b'truma, that she does not become pasul. Meaning, ein chuppa lipsulais. That seems to be the shita of the Tanakama, that ein chuppa lipsulais. Seems very clear. The Braisa then brings a shita that argues, Rabbi Shmuel ben Aisha, Rabbi Yechim ben Braika, Eimer, that no, kol shebiasa machilasa, chuppa machilasa. If the bia itself, if when they would have a bia, so the woman would be able to eat truma, so then through the chuppa she becomes able to eat truma. V'chol she'in bi'asa machilasa, ein chuppa machilasa. But if the bia is going to passel her, so then the chuppa itself is going to passel her as well, meaning yesh chuppa lipsulais. So it seems to be very clear, the machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yishmael ben Aisha, Rabbi Yechim ben Breika, is whether or not you say yesh chuppa lipsulais or ein chuppa lipsulais. So that seems to be a makar, machlekes tanayim about this inyan. However, says the Gemara, it's not muchach. It's true. If you read the Tanakama, you see very clearly that ein chuppa lipsulais. You see from the fact that he allows her to eat truma, so obviously we don't give significance to the chuppah to passel the woman. It's not going to make her into a halala. Clearly he holds, the Tanakama clearly holds ein chuppah lepsulais. But the fact that Rabbi Shmuel ben Aisha, Rabbi Yechim ben Breika holds that the woman in such a case is not able to eat truma, that she's asur to eat truma, that's not necessarily a raya that it's because he holds yesh chuppah lepsulais. Mimai, says the Gemara, who says that his reason is because yesh chuppah lepsulais? Dilma Rabbi Shmuel ben Aisha, Rabbi Yechim ben Breika, kremeir svirale. Maybe the reason why he holds that she's not allowed to eat truma is because he holds the kremeir, the amar kedushin layachla, who holds that already the kedushin passeled her, because even though she's mishtameris, it'll be a psula. So it could be the integral factor in this case is not the chuppah, it was really the erusin. It's the erusin that made it that she's not allowed to eat truma lefi Rabbi Yishmael ben Aisha, Rabbi Yechim ben Breika. To which the Gemara says back, theoretically, yes, but the problem is we saw Rabbi Yishmael's words. Rabbi Yishmael's words don't sound like that. Hai kol she'im bilasa machilasa ein chuppah machilasa. That which Rabbi Yishmael said, that anyone whose bia is passels her, so the chuppah also passels her, that shouldn't have been his lashon. If he's really coming because of the sheet of Remeir that the Erizim passels, he should have said that kol she'in biyasa machilasa in kispa machilasa mi ba'ilei. He should have mentioned the fact that the Erizim, that giving the ring, that's going to passel her. Not that the chuppah. Why is he focusing on the chuppah? It's nothing to do with the chuppah. It has to do with the Erizim. To which the Gemara says back, no, that's not muchach, because dilma aidi damar tanakamu chuppah amar ihunami chuppah. The reason why he spoke about chuppah is because the Tanakama was talking about chuppah. And the Tanakama wanted to dafka show you a chiddush in chuppah, that even after they do chuppah, she's still mutter to eat truma. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel spoke about the chuppah, that no, if they do chuppah, she's not allowed to. But it wasn't because of the chuppah, it could be it was because of the erusin. And again, so it's not muchach from here that there's a machlekes tanayim about the halacha in such a case, about whether yesh chuppah lepsulais or ein chuppah lepsulais. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Amar Rav Amram. Rav Amram said over that Ha Milsa Amar Lan Rav Sheshas, the following thing Rav Sheshas taught us, Vanarinu La'inen Mimas Nisan, and he showed us a raya from our Mishnah. He first taught us a halacha, and he brought a raya from our Mishnah. The halacha that he said was that Yesh Chuppah Lepsulais, is that we do view the chuppah with a significance. It does have significance, and it could passel a bas kayin. If she's a grusha, she marries, if she does chuppah with a kayin, the chuppah itself could passel her. V'tana Tuna, and said Rav Sheshas that he has a raya from our Tana, not from our Mishnah in Yevamos, but from a Mishnah in Maseches Sota. The Mishnah over there says that Amein Shalei Shatisi Arusa Unesua Shemeres Yavam Ukenusa. The case is you have a Sota. A lady was a husband suspected his wife of having a relationship with another man. So he warned her. He said, "I don't want to see you with the other man." And she ended up going ahead and having yichud with the other man. So now she has to drink the Saita waters. If she did the Avera when she was Biyichud, so then she'll blow up and that'll be the end of her. If she didn't do the Avera, so then that itself, the fact that she stays alive, that will be the Raya, and then she'll be Mutter again to her husband. Now when she drinks the water, so she has to make a Shvuah, and she has to say that she didn't do any Avera. And she says, she answers, Amen, Amen, that she didn't do any Avera. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, Ubo Amayim Ma'arim Eile. And it says, Va'amra Isha Amen Amen. It says two times the word Amen. So Chazal darshan from there that she has to make a few shvuos. Not just Amen that she didn't do the Avera right now, but Amen Shaloisha Tisi Arusa. She has to say Amen that I wasn't Mizane when I was in Arusa. We'll see what the case is in a moment. She has to say also Vinesua, or in the case of Vinesua, she has to make a shvuah, or a Shemer is Yavam has to make a Shvuah, or a Kenusa after they do Yibam, if in such a case, meaning the idea, the Parsha of Saita is said in all these cases. That seems to be the Parsha of Shad of the Mishnah, that the Parsha of Saita is said about in Arusa, it's said about in Nesua, it's said about a Shomeres Yavam while she's just Zakuk to the Yavam, and it's said about a Kenusa, it's said after a case where Yavam is Miyabi Miyavama, there also you could have such a Shvuah. So now the Gemara wants to clarify this Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Hai Arusa Hechidami. And again, all this is going to bring us to bringing a raya that yesh chuppah lepsulais. First, let's clarify the Mishnah. So what does the Mishnah mean? Says the Gemara, Hai Arusa Hechidami. What does the Braisa mean? What does the Mishnah mean when it seems to suggest that there's a parsha of Saita by an Arusa? It sounds like that when she's in Arusa, she's making a Shvua. What's the case? Ilema dekanila kishi Arusa, vikamashkala kishi Arusa. The simple way of learning the Mishnah would be that he warned her not to be in seclusion with another man while she was in Arusa, while she was Arusa to him, and she went ahead and did it, and now he's making her drink. She has to drink the waters while she's still in Arusa. So she makes a Shvua. I didn't do it Avera while I was in Arusa. But the kasha on that understanding of the Mishnah is that it can't be, because Arusa bas mishtayahi, does an Arusa drink the Saita waters? But we learned in the Mishnah, Arusa v'sheimeres yavam, loy shay sais v'loy night les ksuva, that in such a case, if you have the scenario of a Saita, where a lady was told, she was warned by her husband not to be in seclusion with another man, and she went ahead and did it anyways, and she's in Arusa, or she's a sheimeres yavam, the halacha is that she does not drink the waters. She loses her ksuva because she violated what her husband told her. He warned her not to be in seclusion. So now she forfeits the rights to her ksuva. But she also does not drink the waters. The waters don't test a person, a woman who's not fully married, who's only an arusa or only a shemeres yavam. So that can't be what the case of the Mishnah is of arusa, that she's drinking and that the whole parsha happened while she was in arusa. So Elu, what are you going to have to say? The case is that he warned her, the husband warned her not to be in seclusion with another man while she was in Arusa, and she went ahead and did it while she was still in Arusa. However, afterwards, the husband went through with the Nisuan, they went ahead, they were together, a real full-fledged Nisuan, and then after the Nisuan, he got her to drink from the waters. But ask the Gemara, and therefore, when she's making the Shvuah, she's going to make the Shvua that while I was in Arusa, I didn't do the Avera, because that's when she suspected of having done the Avera. That would be another way to read the Mishnah. But says the Gemara, that can't be the case of the Mishnah, because mi batki lamaya, in such a case, would the waters really test her? In such a case where even after she was Ivar on the Kinoi, and she did Stira while she was in Arusa, the husband went ahead and lived with her, he did Nisuin with her, would the waters still work to test her? But we learned in the Braisa, that v'nika ha'ish me'avain, that bizman the waters only work to test his wife only in as much as the husband is free of sin. But ena ish menukam avayin, if the husband is not free of sin, so then ena mayim baidkin es ishtay, the waters don't test the wife. And over here, the husband's not free of sin. She became usher to him as soon as she did the stira. He went ahead and lived with her. That itself makes it, and now he's not menukam avayin. He himself did navera. So now he can't be maybe if you want to put in a machshava to it, he can't be a hypocrite and make her drink. That's the halacha. That's the halacha. That's what it says in the Torah. That it's only if he is clean from avayin, from he is clean from Avera, so then the waters will work to test his wife. But if he himself went ahead after she became usher to him and lived with her, so then the waters don't work anymore. So that can't be the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah can't be discussing a case where she had the kinoy and the stira while she was in Arusa, and they went ahead with the nesuin, and then afterwards he's making her drink. That can't be, because then the waters wouldn't work. So Ella says, the Gemara, what's the case? The case of the Mishnah must be the kanila kashi arusa. He warned her not to be in seclusion while she was in arusa. Ve'istatra. And she went ahead anyway. She did the stira. She was alone with this man. So now she's aser to her husband. Ve'nichnisa l'chuppa v'loy nivala. And they did chuppa. The husband went ahead anyways and did chuppa, but he did not live with her. He did not do bia. So in such a case, he's still menukah me'avon. The waters will work. And Amela, she's going to be making a shvua though that she didn't do an avera while she was in Arusa. That could be the case of the Mishnah. But wait a second, the waters don't work to test a lady who's only in Arusa. Like we said before, that was how the sugya started. The waters only work on a lady who's fully married. Is she fully married in such a case? It's a chuppah. It's chuppah lipsulais, because over here she's aser to him. She's in as much as there was just kinui and stira. So now the woman is aser to her arus. She's aser to her husband. And if so, is this chuppah really a valid chuppah? Is it really going to turn her into the nesua? Yesh chuppah lipsulais or ain chuppah lipsulais? Well, if that's the case of the Mishnah, if this is the case of the Mishnah, we're saying that she's going to drink, so it must be Ushmamina Yesh Chapalipsulais. It must be, you see from here that even though she's a apostle, Yesh Chapalipsulais. So that's how we started off, that this idea of Yesh Chapalipsulais or Ein Chapalipsulais is really a broad machlaikis, or a broad nidain, I should say, about how much significance, how much credibility we give a chuppah when it's done with the apostle. In the beginning of the sugya, we were talking about the Leni Nachilas Truma, but here's another nafkamina. Will it turn her into a Nesua? Chapalipsulais. Will it turn her into a nesua, then now the waters of the saita will work on her. So the Mishnah seems to be clear. If we're understanding the Mishnah correctly, l'chayr, this has to be the case where they did chuppah without bia, and still you see that she turns into a nesua, and the waters will work, so it must be that yesh chuppah lipsulais. That was Rav Sheshes' raya, that he said yesh chuppah lipsulais. He said that he had a raya from the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah that he had a raya from, that yesh chuppah lipsulais. To which the Gemara says that, like, no, it's not really a raya. Amar Rava, says Rava, that v'tisvara, you really think that that's the pshat in the Mishnah? Dami taratztihi, you think this Mishnah is really, that's the way it goes? V'kiyasa Rabacha Barchanina midraima, when Rabacha Barchanina came from the south, so asa v'aisa masnisa biyade, he brought a brisa with him, that darshan the pasuk mi baladei isheich, and the brisa darshaned that mi shekadma shechivas baal lebayo, v'loi shekadma shechivas bayo lebal, that the only time the saita waters will work to test the woman is only if the husband was previously together with his wife. It's only if the husband's bia preceded the potential bayal's bia. But if the potential bayal was with her first, and the husband had not yet had bia with her, xeris akasav, the waters don't work. So even if this would be the case, it still wouldn't work. It wouldn't make sense to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case that she had the kinui and the stira when she was in Arusa, and then they went ahead and they did chuppah without bia, because if they went ahead and did chuppah without bia, that means the husband was never with her. If the husband was never together with her, even if they're even if you consider them to be married, fully married, that the nesuin is kosher, but lemaisa, if they were never physically together yet, so then the halacha is that the waters don't work. It's only if the husband was with her before the bayal, but not if the bayal was there first. So anyways, you have wrong pshat in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, no, that's not shver. That if that's your problem, that it comes out that the husband was never with her, that's not going to be shver, because Amar Rami Bar Chama Mishkachas La Kigoyin Shebo Aleha Arusa Bebeis Aviyah. We can make it that he didn't avera, not that he transgressed the iser of Saita, but Stam, he was together with her while she was in Arusa. He was together with her. Then afterwards, he started suspecting her of being with another man. There was kinoi, there was stira, and then she became asertim. Then they did chuppah without a bia. So it's true that they were together be'avera, but it wasn't the avera of saita. So that's not. So he's still called menukah me'avain. The issue of menukah me'avain is not whether or not he did any other avera. It's talking specifically about the avera of the iser saita over here. He never transgressed the Isra of Saita. At the same time, he was together with her. That Bia was not L'shem Nisuin. That afterwards, they did a chuppah that was a chuppah without Bia. So now we have all the things marked off in order to make it that the waters will work. All the boxes are checked. The waters will work in such a case. And that's the Pshan in the Mishnah. And that's the Raya of Sheishas. Because if we're talking about a case of chuppah without Bia, and you see that it's still making her into a Nisua, so you see that Yesh chuppah l'psulais. To which the Gemara says, and not so fast, because if this whole cheshbon is right, that that's the pshat in the Mishnah, there's going to be another part of the Mishnah that's still going to be very shver. Because the Mishnah spoke about an arusa, it also spoke about a shemeres yavam. Now the shemeres yavam also makes a shvuah that she didn't do an avera while she was a shemeres yavam. The kavavasa gabi shemeres yavam shabal that yavam bebeis chamiya. And so ask the Gemara, now, when it comes to the Shemeres Yavam, you're going to have all the same kashas that we just had now by an Arusa. It's going to be all the same issues, that the Shemeres Yavam shouldn't be drinking, because if she's not fully married, she doesn't drink. So you'll have to say that, no, they did chuppah, but they didn't do bia. So, but then you'll ask, but oh, but wait a second, but if they never had bia yet, so then anyways the water doesn't work, because the waters only work if the husband was there before the bial. So you'll have to say, no, that he was bial or bebeis chamia. But wait a second, by a Shemeres Yavam, that tarets doesn't work very well. Because by Shemeres Yavam, if you're going to tell me Shabal that Yavam Bebeis Chamiya, says the Gemara, turning on to Amud Beis, that Shemeres Yavam Karisala, would you still call her a Shemeres Yavam? If he was together with her, Bebeis Chamiya, even if it wasn't L'shem Nisuin, even if they were doing it L'shem Znos, L'maisa Ishtay Ma'al Yahi, she becomes his wife as soon as they have Bia. Da Amar Rav Kana L'kal. Because the Shita of Rav is that even a Bia B'mezit, even a Bia L'shem Znos, a Bia Gerua, L'maisa, such a Bia is Kaina, it's completely Kaina, and if so, as the case of Shemeres Yavam is going to be very shver. So obviously there's a mistake in this Mishnah, because the case of Shemeres Yavam doesn't work. So says the Gemara, yes it does. I'll tell you that they were together Bebeis Chamiya, even though you'll ask me that, hey, I thought the Mishnah says that Abia Yibam that's the Mezid is Kana. It's maybe I'll tell you that the Mishnah is going Kishmuel the Amar Kana El Ledvar Mamurim Beparsha. That Shmuel touched up the Mishnah when the Mishnah said Abia Bemezid is Kana. It just meant le'enin yerusha, le'enin petor yibam and chalitza, but it doesn't mean that they're mamish husband and wife. It's just for the things that are said in the parsha. So the Mishnah might be going like Shmuel. So yeah, it could be they were together by Beis Chamiya, and he wasn't kind of her through that bia. To which the Gemara says back, but wait a second, midhu taima ela larav. What are we trying to do right now? We're trying to bring a raya from this Mishnah that yesh chuppah l'psulais or ein chuppah l'psulais was a machlekes Rav and Shmuel on the bottom of Zainam and Aleph and Zainam and Beis. It was a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav is the one who said yesh chuppah l'psulais, and we're coming to bring a raya to Rav from the Mishnah that yesh chuppah l'psulais. So it's not going to help you if you're going to have to come out to Shmuel. We need it to fit within Rav, and if we're going in Rav's world that a bia psula, that a bia grua is kind of lakal, so then we're going to be very stuck by the case of Shemeres Yavam. Because the case of Shemeres Yavam, you're going to have to eventually say that, oh, they were together with Beis Chamiya, but once they were together with Beis Chamiya, so then they're full-fledged Nisuin. And it's nothing to do with the Chuppah, nothing to do with Chuppah. Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais, Ein Chuppah L'Psulais. Once they had Bia, so then she's already Kekenus Adamia. Not even Kekenus Adamia, she's regular husband and wife with her at that point. So says the Gemara, and says the Gemara, I'm a Rav, kana l'kol, and Rav Shita's kana l'kol. So says the Gemara, that hacha b'mayaskinan, kegoin da'aved b'maymer. So says the Gemara Nupshat. The way we'll explain the case of Shemeres Yavam will not be at all in the same way that we explain the case of an Arusa. The way we could explain the case of a Shemeres Yavam, how could you have a Shemeres Yavam that's drinking? It's kegoin da'aved b'maymer. I can tell you we're talking about a case where the Yavam and the Yavama, or the Shemeres Yavam, where they did maimer. And Beis Shammai, and the Mishnah over there is going Aliba de Beis Shammai, the Amri Maimer Kaina Kinyan Gummer, who says that Maimer is Kaina a Kinyan Gummer. So since it's going like Beis Shammai, but it's only Kaina Kinyan Gummer, and the fact that it makes her like an Arusa. They're still not full-fledged husband and wife. They're not in Nesua yet. It's just that now they're like a regular Arusa. Now they're no longer, once they do Maimer according to Beis Shammai, this is the way Rashi speaks it out, so they're no longer Yavam and Yavama. The way you call them is not Mr. and Mrs. Yavam and Yavama. The way you call them is now Mr. and Mrs. Arus and Arusa. Now that they're back to being now that they're a regular Arus and Arusa, now we could say that he even afterwards had Bia with her. Mabez Chamia, and that Bia is not gonna make a Yibam, because now they're not a Yavam and Yavam anymore. Now they're Arus and Arusa. So then they have Znus, Mabez Chamia, so they were together. That's not gonna make them Nesua yet. Then afterwards there was Kinui and Stira. Afterwards they did Chuppah without having done Bia, and that could be the case of the Mishnah. Well, ask the Gemara, Yihachi Hainu Arusa. So then that seems to be the exact same case of an Arusa. You just turned a Shomeris Yavam into an Arusa. But this is already the case of Arusa that's discussed in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara in Echanami, Ulatameich Nesua Ukanusa Lavchad Amilsi. The Mishnah also mentions Nesua and Kenusa. Isn't that also the same thing? Once they do Yibam, once they're a Kenusa, so then they're a regular husband and wife, like just like a Nesua. So isn't that the same thing? Ela Nesua Didei, Kenusa Dechavre. The reason why the Mishnah splits it up into two is because it's two different types. There's a Nesua that came Machmasai through him, and then there's a Nesua who came through the brother, a Kenusa that is Dechavre through his brother. So Achanami Arusa Didei B'Shameres Yavam Dechavre. That's why over here, with regards to the Shameres Yavam, even though we're really saying that the case is when she became like an Arusa, but it was a different thing. One's an Arusa that came from himself, and one's an Arusa that came to him through someone else, through the brother. Rav Papa Amar, a whole different shan in the Mishnah. We'll just finish the sugya, a few more lines. Rav Papa Amar, hi Tanahu. Rav Papa will tell you that the Tanah of the Mishnah is the following Tanah, and this will explain the Mishnah. The Tanah we learned in the Braisa, that ein mekanin la la'arusa, la'hashkaisa kashi arusa. And even though it's true, a husband, it cannot go to his arusa and do kinui and stira and make her drink while she's in arusa. In arusa, like we said, can never be drinking the saita waters. Avol mekan in aisa lahashkaisa kashihi nesua. He could do kinui in a way that there could be kinui and stira, that after they do nesuin, or if the stira happens afterwards, so then he could make her drink after they get married. So that could be the case of the Mishnah, that even though the potential iser might have happened when she was in Arusa, but and even if there was a Bia in between, so there's Kinui and Stira, even though he's not Menucha Me'avain, even though the potential Bia happened while she was in Arusa, and then afterwards the husband married her and was together with her, like he wasn't supposed to, she was really usher to him, so there is a Tana who holds that in such a case the waters will still work. So the Tana of the Mishnah by Saita could be this Tana, it could be this Tana who holds that it could be the Kinui and Stira was all while she was in Arusa, afterwards they got married and still the waters will work. And a final Tara, it says the Gemara of Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar that Al Yidei Gilgal. It could be that there was never any kinui and stira while she was in Arusa. So why is she making a shvuah that she didn't drink, that she didn't do an avera while she was in Arusa? Well, who's suspecting her of doing an avera when she was in Arusa? There was no kinui and stira when she was in Arusa. It could be that the case is only after they got fully married, that's when there was kinui and stira. But once she's going and making a shvuah afterwards, as a Nesua, once she's anyways making a Shvua, so Ayyadei Gilgal, we throw in, swear about everything. Once you're making a Shvua that you didn't do an Avera now, also make a Shvua that you didn't do an Avera when you were in Arusa, also make a Shvua that you didn't do an Avera when you were Shameris Yavam, and we throw in all these things, but not that the Kinu and the Stira actually happened when she was in Arusa. That could be a third way of explaining the Mishnah, and Bez Hashem, in the following share, we'll go right there.